Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Julie.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's turning out to be a really nice Wednesday afternoon. Things have cooled off a little bit, and I'm enjoying it.
It's a funny thing. It has been brutal. You know, 90s, friggin' hot.
Right.
And before that,
just imagine if you were covered in fur.
No, and couldn't sweat.
Right.
But before we had these heat snaps, everyone's like, when summer, it'd be nice if summer showed up because it's, you know, in the 60s and it's kind of springy weather. And so people are kind of grumbling about that. But then when summer does show up,
then people
everybody is miserable.
Yeah.
Everyone that I've talked to anyway is talking about how hot it is, and you know, houses, nobody has air conditioning, or not many people have air conditioning, so we don't generally need it. Well, and then when the cooler weather comes back, everyone's like,
Where's our summer?
Well,
for about 45 minutes,
right.
It'll snap back to the where's our summer? Where's our sun?
Yeah, just can't make them happy no matter.
Can't please everyone all the time.
But I will always prefer the cooler weather, that 90 degrees. I don't know how the people in the southern states
do it. I don't mind it for a bit. I think it's nice to have a little variety, you know, and then I'm more grateful when we come back to the cool weather.
Eighties is good variety. Eighties is plenty warm for me. Yeah. But you know, some people are fine with it, grew up with it. You know, I'm from New England, so I'm used to kind of hot and cold, but it's not my preference. And
well, we are lucky because I bet we probably have more great days to take your dog for a walk than nearly any other place in the country.
I would say so for sure, because it's not so hot.
That's right.
Here, generally speaking. And just to remember to, when it gets super hot, like it has been especially, or even like this, anytime the sun is strong, just be really careful when you're traveling in the car with your dog, and to not leave your dog in the car really for any amount of time, because the car does not take long at all to get very hot, and it can cause actually permanent brain damage. So be very careful with your dogs in the car. Well, we've got a great show today. Starting in the second segment, we're going to be talking with Barb Teckel and Frankie, the walk and roll wiener dog, and talk about Frankie and Barb's story together. Frankie is a dachshund in a cart, a wheelchair of sorts for dogs. And Frankie goes around and visits schools and nursing homes and spreads her message about overcoming adversity and teaching children that every challenge can be overcome by having a positive attitude. She's living life to the fullest in her wheelchair, so I can't wait to talk with them. And now, Frank, for those of you who heard the Sparkles the Fire safety dog interview a few weeks ago, Frankie is a friend of Sparkles, so, you know, Frankie knows people in the industry.
Sparkles and Frankie.
Yep. Quite the duo. So I just wanted to announce I have a new coupon code for the Dog Talk Show. It's a hookup.
All right.
So 10% off coupon code. The code is Dog Talk Show, one word.
Well, wait, what's the 10% off for?
Well, I'm about to tell you. It's at naturalbark.com, and they make treats in New Hampshire. They are made with oats, applesauce, unsweetened applesauce, and molasses. And I spoke with the owner this week. She's lovely. She shares my passion for healthy food. Very affordable, homemade, in New Hampshire, dog treats, different sizes and shapes. They're so affordable, you hardly even need the coupon code. But it's there for you anyway. 10% off coupon code Dog Talk Show. So you can take advantage of that online when you order. Go to naturalbark.com.
Very easy to remember.
Indeed. And, of course, we still have our 10% off coupon code for Bokashi Cycle, the pet waste fermentation system. You will hear their advertisement. Or is their ad still on the show?
I think that is no longer.
Yeah. Well, I was just running it because I like them.
Well, yeah, it's a great product.
Love their products.
And you tried it out for several
weeks. Oh, I have
weeks,
mine.
And, yeah.
I have it.
You enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Pet waste fermentation.
Well, enjoy may be too strong a word.
Yeah,
or the wrong word, but it serves
I
a great purpose
I enjoy the benefits
for you.
Of it. Yes. BokashiCycle.com. BokashiCycle.com. cycle.com. And I think they have a sidebar ad on our website that'll just take you right there. But there's also a 10% off coupon code Dog Talk Show for them as well. And if you're sick of throwing away your dog's poop and contributing to landfills and environmental contaminants, Bokashi Cycle will actually rid the dog poop of contaminants and transform it into a nitrogen and microbe-rich gravy that you can actually just bury.
Ooh.
Yep. Eric's
nitro-rich
favorite.
Gravy.
Eric's favorite. So we've got some events coming up. I don't think I'll post the... Oh, yes, I have it. And I'll post all this information on the web Dog Talk Show homepage as well, which is dogtalkshow.com. Snap, Crackle, and Pup. Responsible Dog Ownership Day, September 4th at Kitsap County Fairgrounds, 10 to 4. American Kennel Club event promoting education for all dog owners. There's going to be a ton of stuff. Meet the breed booths, military working dog demonstrations, cart pulling, herding, Woof D2, full tilt flying disc dogs, and more. The website is www.pdfc.org. PDFC.org. Again, I'll post this on the website, all of the events here. City Dog Mutt Mixer is coming up August 25th at the W Hotel. You can find out more about that and other events at citydogmagazine.com, citydogmagazine.com. And remember that the Dog Talk Show is featured in this current summer issue of City Dog Magazine. And there's a photo of Levi and I, actually in there twice, here in the booth.
I forgot to bring in my copy to get you to autograph it.
Eric, I forgot to bring in my copy to show you.
Well, next week.
All right. So, yeah, we're in it. It's a great article and a great magazine. Check it out. It's only $18 a year for a subscription. CityDogMagazine.com. It's a West Coast publication based here in Seattle. The Assistance Dogs at Work Conference. Assistance Dog Club of Puget Sound and the International Association of Assistance Dog Partners will join in partnership to present two-day conference, Assistance Dogs at Work Conference at Embassy Suites Hotel SeaTac, September 25th and 26th. Registration closes soon, August 24th. It's only $90 for both days. Please register for each day individually. So you have to go to iaadp.org to register for their day, $45, and then go to dogsaver.org/ADC and register for theirs on the other day. So there's that. We are going to that. Very excited for that one. So, Eric, we have fleas.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
They're back.
Mm-hmm. So guess who I called?
Who are you going to call? Flea Busters.
Exactly. So Flea Busters came back, and of course I know not to treat my animals with a topical pesticide that is very harsh on their system. It's a neurotoxin. It's harsh on their immune system, and very, you know, in some cases it's even caused paralysis in dogs, so... You don't have to treat the animal. You just treat the environment. Fleas spend half of their life cycle actually off of the pet. So the mistake that we make is that we focus on the animal. We bathe the animal. We treat the animal. Flea collars, top spots, pills, all of the stuff that goes into their system, that is not good for them. And it's not effective, because if you just treat the animal, you're not dealing with the fleas in the environment. So Flea Busters comes in. They treat your carpets with a non-toxic salt. And you don't have to do anything to your pet, which will make your pet very happy. So Flea Busters WA is the website. Love them. So be sure, if you have a flea issue, they also guarantee no fleas for a year. So there you go. And it's much cheaper than spending however much. It's those top spot treatments that you buy at the vet and stores and stuff are actually quite expensive. So this actually ends up being much cheaper. So I gave my dogs a bath just to kind of get, we had Flea Busters come, and gave them a bath to get rid of some of the fleas that were on them just to relieve them. And when I'm giving my dogs a bath, when I've, you know, I'm bent over for a while bathing them, and then I go to stand up, like when we're done, and it's like my back won't straighten up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like one of those beach chairs that, like, you have to, and if you want to recline it more, you have to go all the way back down and then recline it back. I thought of that when I was having to, like, give my back a second to reset, kind of touch my toes and then stand up straight.
You do wear a lot of vinyl with stripes too, so
I do.
The other ways that you are
that I identify with a beach chair.
A beach chair, yeah. Yes.
Good point, Eric. Much like my striped vinyl shirt that I'm wearing right now.
That's right. That's right.
That's why it's radio.
And since we don't have the webcam on, you know, right. People will just have to take my word on that.
Someday. Hey, look for the Washington Pet Gazette. It's a free publication. It looks like a little newspaper, and you'll find it all over Washington. It's a great little publication. Lots of dogs for adoption, local businesses, upcoming events. Check it out. Free publication. Pet stores, vet offices, groomers, all that stuff. It's a great little one, and we've got our little logo in there. I think that's... brings us just to our break, although I do have a quick joke. And you can tell me, Eric, after I tell you this joke, whether I should quit my day job and become a stand-up comedian.
All right. I'm anxiously awaiting.
So this is a joke. Eric, did you hear that there is a competitor that is running Les Schwab tires out of business?
I did not hear that.
Yeah. There's a store that's opening up next to all of them, More Schwab. That was you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that one yourself?
I did, actually.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'll be still working with dogs, though. Don't
You'll
worry.
You'll be here all week.
Yes, I will.
At least for the remainder of the hour.
Well, when we come back.
Don't try the veal.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll be talking with Barbara Teckel and Frankie the Walk and Roll Wiener Dog. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
We all want to feel good, and when we look good, we just feel better. Hi, I'm Shawn Dene, inviting you to join Dr. Dawn and myself on Radiant You Radio. We will explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about looking fine. We'll throw the spotlight onto procedures, treatments, and nutritional methods to help you become a more radiant you.
Don't miss Radiant You Radio every Friday at 2 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Thank you for the Flea Busters theme song.
Right. We should actually get together and do a karaoke version where we change it to Flea Busters so we could actually play that. That would be great.
Yeah, we
I
could.
I ain't afraid of no fleas.
No, that's right. So, we'll do it.
We'll schedule that later.
Yes, we will. So, we have Barbara Teckel and Frankie the Walk and Roll Wiener Dog on the show with us today. Hi, Barb.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Now, where are you and Frankie calling from?
We are calling from Wisconsin.
Wow.
And we're actually in our little writing studio, and Frankie is napping below my feet, and she's actually, we were talking about weather before, it's a little cool here.
Nice.
So she's wrapped up in her little blanket.
Yeah, well, and my dachshund's like that. If it's like we've had this kind of brutal heat for us, she'll be laying in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, like she can't be warm enough.
I can relate.
Yeah. So you have just such a wonderful story with Frankie, and you have these two really adorable and touching children's books, Frankie the Walk and Roll Dog, and then Frankie the Walk and Roll Therapy Dog Visits Libby's House. And that's Libby's House is a nursing home or retirement home type?
It's actually a senior assisted facility.
Okay, senior assisted facility. And we will be giving away one copy of each later in the show, probably in the next segment. So stay tuned for that. You'll have to call in and answer some Dog Talk Show trivia. And now you've got a couple other things included with the book, correct?
Right, I'm going to include a copy of Frankie's activity book with word search and crossword puzzles and mazes,
mm-hmm.
and also a Frankie magnet for your refrigerator with a picture of Frankie on it.
Lovely. Well, tell us about your Frankie story. And now, Frankie, what the walk and roll part is that Frankie is in a cart or like a
right.
doggy version of a wheelchair, kind of.
Right, exactly. It's actually called a dog cart, but I often call it a wheelchair just because it's easier for people to try and picture what exactly that is. It's sort of like a human being in a wheelchair, but it's a dog
mm-hmm.
in a wheelchair made for them. You know, when she walks with her front legs, she's got wheels on the back that pull her along so she can walk and run pretty much like a regular dog does.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie actually suffers from intervertebral disc disease.
Mm-hmm.
For short, it's called IVDD.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common in the dachshund breed. 1 in 5 usually ends up doing something to their spine.
Mm-hmm.
And when Frankie was about 6.5 years old, which is, she's going to be 11 actually on Friday.
Wow.
But when she was 6.5, she ruptured a disc. It's actually the T13, I believe it was. It's sort of back by her tail.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the surgery. And she was given about a 10 to 30% chance of the surgery working.
Mm.
And after she came out of surgery, I researched like crazy what I could do for her and discovered that physical therapy would help her.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually went to a specialist about 2 hours from where I live because there's nowhere near me that actually does physical therapy for animals at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a specialist teach me some things I could do for her. And I was really hoping that, you know, Frankie would walk again with the physical therapy. And statistically, when they suffer this type of disease and an injury like this, they tell you if they're going to walk again, you'll usually see improvement within about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that didn't happen with Frankie, and I had to go for option B, which was the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very hesitant about that. And it was a little bit of a process for me to get through because in my mind at the time, I really thought that Frankie should walk again. That it was hard for me at first to accept that she would have to be in a wheelchair. And I really wondered, you know, what's her quality of life going to be like? And, but once I got through that process and ordered the wheelchair and it arrived, you know, it just changed our life. Mm-hmm. And it's been an amazing journey, and it's been one of the biggest blessings in my life is having this little dog who has taught me. Wow. I mean, I really don't worry anymore what people think of me. Mm-hmm. I used to worry about that all the time, but...
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Looks like... We lost her there.
We did. That was a little, she goes, oh, and then click.
That's right.
Maybe she dropped the phone or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this, we'll just get her back on the line here. And the book talks about how Frankie kind of had an accident and fell and hurt her back. And then, you know, she had the surgery and.
I got to say, there's a very cute illustration on the cover, and it looks like there's some more in the book as well, which is nice.
Okay, great. So we've got, but hi there.
I'm back. So I don't know what happened. It just cut out all of a sudden. Sorry about that.
That's
We're
okay.
here.
Frankie
We're here.
Didn't chew through the wire then.
No.
Or anything like that.
No, she's busy snoring, so she didn't chew through the wire. We're okay.
Yeah. Very good.
Well, so she helped you too, personally, not.
Oh, absolutely. I am a much more compassionate person than I ever was before. I mean, I think I was pretty much before that, but, you know, I've learned so much about challenges and really looking at my life in a different way and not being negative about things and trying to look at every challenge that I have mm-hmm. as there's going to be something I'm going to learn from this, you know, and what is that lesson going to be? And, you know, because challenges, I really realize they aren't given to us to make us feel bad or to punish us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's usually a really good reason to why this came into our life, and it's up to us to discover that and to look for the blessings. And that's mm-hmm. really, you know, a lot of the things that Frankie taught me by watching her and observing her as she went through all of this.
Yeah. Well, and you say that you do a lot with children as well, and that you teach children that every
right.
challenge can be overcome by having a positive attitude.
Right, because you think back when you were a child, I think most children go through this, you know, you worry what, you know, you get new glasses or you have to get braces or maybe mm-hmm. you're the bigger kid in the class. And, you know, I went through some of that as a kid and it was, gosh, it was torture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it was pure torture.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you know, with Frankie being in the wheelchair, and I mean, I know she's had a positive effect on children.
Mm-hmm.
And I really tried to explain to them that even though Frankie went through all of this and her back legs don't work so well anymore and she's got this wheelchair, I explained it to them that it's really her tool. It's a tool that helps her walk to live her best life, just like them having glasses or braces
mm-hmm.
to live their best life also.
And that she's happy.
That she's very happy, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
I think we get the misconception that because a dog, you know, and I heard this a lot at the beginning when I started doing this and getting my name out there and getting Frankie out there. You know, some people just couldn't understand how a dog could have a quality life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, dogs don't feel sorry for themselves, nor do they look at this as a disability.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have no concept of that whatsoever, as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a picture, too, that really struck me. The photo, actually, in the book, Frankie, when she visits Libby's house. And I'm just going to read a couple sentences. As we strolled off the elevator, a man in a wheelchair came rolling toward us. Oh, what do we have here? He reached down and stroked my fur. This is from Frankie's point of view. You have wheels just like me, little pup. What happened? My mom told the kind man how I hurt my back and how my dog cart helps me walk. His eyes filled with tears. That is so wonderful. How nice of you to come here and visit. You just made my day. And the picture of Frankie and her little wheels looking up at this older gentleman with his wheels and just kind of the connection that happens there for him and for anyone that who's in a wheelchair themselves, whether it be a child or an adult or older adult.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite illustrations, actually, in the book. It's such a tender moment, and it was just an amazing moment when that happened, too.
Yeah. Well, and that photo struck me as soon as I saw it. I just got it.
Mm.
Yeah. So Frankie, I think he said it was 5 or 6 years ago that she got her wheels.
4 years ago, July.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you had these hopes to do therapy dog work with your other dog.
I did. I did. About 5 years ago, I had a chocolate lab who was diagnosed with terminal bone cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I lost her, that was really, really hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through some soul searching myself and ended up deciding I wanted to become a writer at the age of 41.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to write about animals and especially dogs and the things that they teach us, because I really learned a lot watching my chocolate lab as she had cancer. Mm-hmm. She lived for about 8 months with bone cancer, and you would have never known she had cancer. She just got up every morning and did her same thing, and I was just so amazed by that, and I wanted to, so I decided I wanted to write about dogs, and I also thought, wow, it would be so great to, because I was missing her, and I thought, what about people that are in nursing homes or hospice or hospitals, and they don't have their animal with them? I mean, I could be with my animals 24 hours a day, 8 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love being with them.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, it'd be so fun to have a therapy dog and write mm-hmm. about those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the process. I got a new little lab, Kylie, at the time. She's now almost five.
Mm-hmm.
And I was training her to be my therapy dog, and mm-hmm. that's when Frankie got hurt. So I had to put everything on hold.
Mm-hmm.
But the universe works in some mighty special ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up discovering, really, that Kylie wasn't really meant to be a therapy dog, and Frankie was supposed to be my therapy dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that all transpired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes things don't turn out the way you think they're going to,
oh, right.
But they still turn out.
They turn out better sometimes, I think.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play some dog talk show trivia in the second segment, or third segment, to give away a couple of copies of Frankie's adorable books. Also, feel free to call if you have a question you'd like to ask Barb and Frankie. You can give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Walk hard, hard down life's rocky road. Walk bold, hard.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area, licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk with your animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Let's play 10 questions. What is new at KKNW?
Real estate radio.
What's the show about?
Real estate?
Actually, Val, we focus on buying, selling, owning, and financing residential real estate.
That's right, at the ground level, where most of us live.
Who are you guys?
Well, I'm Rob Gray, a broker for John L. Scott in West Seattle.
And I'm Craig Goble with Cascade Pacific Mortgage.
We're both active real estate professionals, and we're in the trenches every day.
Don't miss Real Estate Radio at its new time, 2 o'clock every Thursday here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. health. Ready for your annual checkup? Feeling stressed or anxious? Or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Walk hard, hard, when they say you're all done.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We are back with Barbara Teckel. Am I pronouncing that right?
You're pronouncing it perfectly.
Excellent. And Frankie, the walk and roll wiener dog. Welcome back, both of you.
Thank you.
And Frankie is at your feet for the interview, so she is there.
Yes.
And I'm sure listening.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I think she's snoring.
Oh, okay. Is she under covers by any chance?
She's totally bundled in her little periwinkle star covers.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. Dachshunds are very, very good. I know Leia, she always impresses me at how good she is at getting comfortable. I mean, I'll look at her sometimes and just be like, oh, that looks so comfortable. She's just on a mound of blankets. And
the more the better.
Draped over, yeah. Doesn't matter how hot it is. So you've got, we are giving away a couple copies of your very cute children's book. Thank you so much for making those available to my listeners.
Absolutely.
So in order to win, you need to call in and answer a Dog Talk Show trivia question correctly. And we're going to give away the first copy right now. The number to call is 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Or toll free 888-298-5569 in Western Washington. So the first trivia question about, which is dachshund related, is that dachshunds have three coat varieties or types of fur. What are the three different types of fur, meaning descriptive, not color, not I'm not talking about color, but I'm actually talking about the fur, the type of fur. They have three varieties as a breed. What are the three? The number to call is 425-373-5527, and this one may take people a little while to either look it up or think of this. So 425-373-5527, give us a call, and you win a Frankie the Walk and Roll Wiener Dog book along with a activity book and
magnet.
Excellent. With a picture of Frankie on it.
Yep.
425-373-5527. Dachshunds come in three coat varieties. What are they? And I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about the type of the fur.
And you don't mean style, like, you know, like pea coat or ski jacket or trench coat or something like that either.
No.
Okay.
Although they do come in those varieties as well.
Well, if you're lucky.
Yep. 425-373-5527 or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
See, like McGruff, for instance, he definitely came in the trench coat.
Trench coat.
So, yeah.
Right.
But he wasn't a dachshund, so.
No. No, that would be a bloodhound, I believe. So 425-373-5527. Three coat varieties the dachshund comes in. What are they? Give us a call, answer the question correctly, and you will receive a copy of Frankie the Walk and Roll Wiener Dog.
And we're looking for somebody that hasn't won anything in the last month.
Ideally, yes. Thank you. And we have another book to give away, too. So if you're calling in, hold on, and you'll get a shot at the second book as well. So we have Diana in Arlington on line one. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Thanks for listening. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. My daughter will love it if I win, and I haven't won anything.
Well, what do you got?
wire, long, and short.
I'll take it.
All right.
Technically, it's called smooth.
Oh, smooth.
Yeah,
okay.
But yes, the wire hair, long hair, and smooth, also known as short haired. Well done. We're going to send you back to Darcy, Diana.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And get your address, and we will send that out to you. Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Hang on just a sec. We're going to send you back to Darcy. All right. Now, I do have a caller online, too, and we do have another question. This one, you know, I think we'll answer, we'll ask your question, Barb, because you had a good question. So we'll see, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but we'll see if DeVry in Kansas can answer this one. So let's get DeVry on the line here, line two. Hi there. Hi, is it DeVry?
It's DeVry.
DeVry.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
So we have, Barbara actually has a question about dachshunds to ask you. So go for it, Barbara.
All right. Hi, DeVry.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Huge Frankie fan, everybody. Huge Frankie fan.
Yes, she is. She's one of the biggest Frankie fans we have.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you're going to know the answer to this. I have a feeling you will. Since,
I'll try.
You have a dachshund of your own.
Ooh, I do.
The question is, what was the dachshund originally bred for? What were they bred to do? They were bred to do a certain thing.
I am going to try and guess and say hunt badgers.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Well done.
Awesome.
So we are going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy and get your mailing address as well, and we'll get that copy of Frankie, the Walk and Roll Therapy Dog Visits Libby's House, along with the activity book and magnet.
Wonderful. Well, I already own them because they are fantastic books, but I am going to give them to very wonderful dachshund owners that I know will love Frankie just as much as we do.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to send you some Dog Talk Show car stickers as well. You can pass them around Kansas for me.
I would love to.
All right.
Excellent show. Honored to listen.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for listening, and just hang on the line, and we'll send you back to Darcy to get your address.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Hopefully she'll post some up at the DeVry Institute of Technology.
Yes. Frankie's one of Frankie's biggest fans. Wow. Excellent.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not surprised that she got the question right then. I'm glad I didn't ask her the one that I had. It would have been too easy. What country do dachshunds come from?
Oh,
Eric?
Germany.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah.
Except I was going to say Deutschland.
Right. So now Frankie and Sparkles, the fire safety dog, are friends.
Yes, they are. They're very good friends.
And they've actually met in person.
In dachshund.
Yes.
Well, they first met via Skype.
Uh-huh.
I think they were the first Skyping dogs ever. I don't even know if there's been Skyping dogs since, but they actually Skyped together, and that's how they met. And then Dana, Sparkles'
mm-hmm.
mom.
Yes.
And Sparkles came to Wisconsin in April.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up going to my local school
mm-hmm.
and doing a presentation for the children talking about fire safety with also adding fire safety and the disabled.
Mm.
And then we also Skyped with a school in Canada, which was really a great time. Yeah.
That's great.
Sparkles and Dana are very, very special.
Yes, they are. We had them on just a few weeks ago.
I was listening that day.
Yeah. Another very inspiring pair, much like you and Frankie.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you.
So you take, have you traveled the country with Frankie, or are you mostly in Wisconsin and surrounding states?
I'm mostly in Wisconsin, and then, you know, with the technology of Skype, which I think is just a wonderful tool,
mm-hmm.
I'm very conscious of Frankie and not overwhelming her,
mm-hmm.
You know, and keeping her healthy, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the travel issue, I think, would be a bit much for her, especially as she's getting a little bit older. So I really like the idea that we can actually do Skype, and it works out so well that the kids can see her quite well, you know, via the computer. So those have gone over very nicely.
And have you done special needs classes or children with disabilities themselves?
I've done a few adult groups that they're mentally challenged or have some physical needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the avenues that I'm looking at getting into a little bit more in the next year or two.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, definitely when I visit regular schools, we do encounter, you know, kids in wheelchairs or, you know, with some sort of challenge, mm-hmm. you know, as we're out and about. So,
and I think what you said, too, I think every child, I know mine, you know, I don't think anybody has an easy time as an adolescent,
no.
early adolescence.
Right.
I didn't, and I wouldn't wish to go back for anything. I mean, I'm like, oh, I can't believe that I made it. It's just everything feels so insecure and worried about what everybody else thinks, and, you know, it's all so superficial, and then you realize that none of it really matters.
I know, but it takes us a long time to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that Frankie can at least instill a little bit of that in them, and when they're going through challenges, that they're reminded of Frankie, and maybe it will help them get through those challenges.
Mm-hmm. And you had said in your book, too, I think it was the teacher, the first teacher, the one that suggested that Frankie be the therapy dog,
mm-hmm.
that she brought her dog in, and that her kids, she was an elementary school teacher, that her kids read to her dog.
Yes, and she still does that. She has a program called, her dog's name is Preston,
mm-hmm.
and her program is called Pages for Preston, and each week she brings Preston into the classroom, and, oh, there's some adorable pictures of the kids reading. And they're reading Frankie's books, of course.
Oh, nice.
To Preston. So she's been just a huge supporter of everything that I've done with Frankie and truly believes in what animals can teach our kids.
Yeah. We have a program in this area called Reading with Rover. That's a similar, where it's a whole group of dogs and kids, and the kids are just reading to the dogs, and the dogs are just sitting next to them. It's the sweetest thing.
I believe that's actually going to be on ABC tonight on World News. They're going to be talking about the therapy dog reading program. It's either tonight or it was last night.
Really?
Yeah, Diane Sawyer is actually doing a segment on that.
Do you know which program it is?
ABC News, World News.
I mean, which reading program?
Oh, that I don't know. Mm. I'm not sure what state they're in, because I know there's various different reading programs throughout the state.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Barbara Teckel and Frankie the Walk and Roll Wiener Dog. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Carpet cleaners change the world? They can try. At Green Shield Carpet Cleaning, they believe that the earth is our only home. The cleaner we make it, the better home it is. Their process is Green Seal approved, 100% organic, non-toxic, hypoallergenic, perfume-free, and rinses clean. Right now, Green Shield Carpet Cleaning will clean up to 3 areas in a hallway for only $99. This includes pet urine enzyme treatment, deodorization, and stain guard application at no extra charge. Call Green Shield Carpet Cleaning at 206-414-1039. On the east side, call 425-440-8316. Or you can visit them on the web at greenshieldcarpetcleaning.com. Green Shield Carpet Cleaning, changing the world one customer at a time.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of living successfully with your animal friends. This week, it's a Kim Sunday. That means Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be in the studio. She'll take your phone calls and help you talk with your animal or human loved ones on the other side. She can also tune in to your current animal friends. So get your questions ready and plan to give us a call on Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. 828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes, and we are back with Barbara Teckel and Frankie, the walk and roll wiener dog. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we're dedicating that song, Walk, Don't Run, to Frankie.
Excellent. So, what was it? Oh, yeah. So you have a teaching guide. Is it available now or is it coming out?
It's not available now. I'm in the process of finishing up on it, but it will go along with both of my books to help teachers do special lessons and plans to further expand on Frankie's messages and to really, you know, drive home the point of what she has to teach. And I'm hoping to have that available at the latest would be the end of September, but I'm sure I'm going to have it out way before then unless something crazy happens. Mm-hmm. But I will actually have a free download on my website, on my website. I have a special section just for teachers that they can go and download that. And I actually had a third grade teacher put it together for me. I'm doing the layout right now. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll just be a great tool to help expand the great life lessons that Frankie's teaching.
Yeah. I actually know a couple of teachers in Seattle that I will share that with as well. So
that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
If they want to have us come in via Skype, we love doing Skype calls.
Oh, okay.
It's a great time.
Excellent. And for those of you who are just joining us, Barb and Frankie share their message of living life to the fullest in a wheelchair to children and teach children that every challenge can be overcome by having a positive attitude. And Frankie is a dachshund who has a back disc disease and is in a dog cart. And Frankie is now a therapy dog. And you have a couple of very cute children's books. What is your website, Barb?
It's joyfulpaws.com, and I'll spell that. It's joyfulpaws.
All right, joyfulpaws.com.
Correct.
And now you are on Facebook and Twitter and all of those fine things?
I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and Frankie is very active on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm sure she is.
And she also has a blog, which you can get to through my website.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage and ask people to check that out.
And we have all of your links are also posted on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. You can just go right there at the top of the homepage. You'll see Frankie the Walk and Roll Wiener Dog and all of her links. So you can also go there as well if you can't write these down right now. So now you were telling me about something called Dodger's List.
Right. Dodger's List is an organization that was formed. I'm not sure how long ago it was formed because Dodger was actually a dachshund who was put to sleep prematurely when he was diagnosed with intervertebral disc disease like Frankie has.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he was put to sleep is because there just isn't or wasn't and still isn't enough education out there to give owners of dachshunds hope that these animals truly can live quality lives.
Mm.
And I was one of them. I was not educated. My first thought, I was going to have to put Frankie to sleep. But I know better now, so every chance that I can, I share Dodger's List with people because they are instrumental in helping you through like those first 3 months, which are so tough.
Yeah.
And they give you the different options that are available. There's surgery, there's conservative treatment. They just came out with a DVD. It's mm-hmm. $3.
Mm.
And if you have a dachshund, it is the best $3 you could ever spend to educate yourself. And while you're at it, it's really a great idea to get one for your vet as well, so that they're educated and can educate any clients coming in.
Excellent.
And just a side note, it doesn't just happen to dachshunds.
Yeah.
You know, it's more prone in them, but it can happen to any dog, really.
Yeah. And that was something that struck me, too, as you were talking earlier in the interview today about what a hard time that was for you mm-hmm. when, you know, you found out about this and, you know, and how scary that must be.
It was excruciatingly scary.
Yeah.
And I was 1,400 miles away from home. I wasn't even with her. I was on vacation. And not knowing so very little bit about it, you know, I really didn't know what my options were. And I really thought, you know, at first the vet said 10% chance of her walking. And I couldn't imagine how she was going to have a good life if she couldn't walk again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it all turned out great.
And
there is hope. There is hope for these little guys,
yeah.
girls.
Well, I've got some things to post on the website, too. And as part of Wienerfest, there actually was a cart race. There were two dogs that were actually in dog carts
mm-hmm.
that participated in their own special wiener dog race. And it was absolutely adorable.
I bet it was.
And I have that on video. So I'll have to get that up on the Dog Talk Show website as well, because Leia's race, my dachshund's race, is on there. And one thing that I noticed that I wanted to share as well that I noticed at Wienerfest is, you know, to just be really careful and mindful of their backs since they are prone to it. And I saw a lot of people picking their dogs up in a way that was really straining the back, and to make sure that you're supporting both underneath the chest and underneath the abdomen and pelvic area, because if you just pick them up by their chest and let their backs hang down, that's putting a lot of strain.
Right.
On the dogs. And I saw a bit of that. And also, too, with how important it is, good nutrition and keeping the dogs lean
mm-hmm.
and not overweight. And that can be really challenging with dachshunds because they typically love to eat.
They do.
And they're little. So if they overeat just a little bit, that, you know, may not look like much to our human eyes. But for a dachshund, that could mean weight gain versus not weight gain. And how important that is in keeping a dog healthy, any dog, really. Obesity is a huge problem, probably the biggest health problem I think we have. And so just to, you know, really, really work to keep your dog nice and lean. And if you need some suggestions on really healthy ways to do that without putting your dog on some sort of prescription diet that's mostly peanut hulls, and I'm not making that up, then you can always email me, and I'm happy to refer you to some websites with great resources on different foods to help your dog lose weight. And my email is host@dogtalkshow.com. And you can also email me if you would like free car stickers. We have free car stickers. I'll send some stickers out to you and Frankie, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
And they're very cute. They have our logo on it, and they are waterproof. And you can put them on anything, and they're great.
And you're in proof.
Yes, Eric. Thank you. Every time.
It is the Dog Talk Show.
It
I
is,
feel like
after
we need
all,
to point that out.
After all. So, you know, I think, you know, what you and Frankie do is so wonderful. And the message, the greater message of having a positive attitude and, you know, you sort of do, you are the only really control that we have is how we react kind of to what life throws at us.
Exactly. I say that quite often, that we can't control a lot of what's going on in the world and around us, but, you know, we can always control our choice. You know, that can never be taken away from us, how we're going to choose to look at life and how we're going to handle situations. And, you know, I'm telling you, when I decided to look at things more positively, it's amazing
yeah.
how much your life changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Well, and something really beautiful was created out of something that was very hard and scary.
Right.
And
right.
to, you know, keeping that positive attitude and, you know, day by day and doing the best you can, and you never know what rewards you'll get and, you know, what lessons you'll learn and all that. So
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, and so great to spread that message to children.
It's an absolute honor to be Frankie's mom and to be able to do that. You know, I wake up every morning just so excited to get going with the mm-hmm. day, and I look at little Frankie, and, you know, I thank God every day for her,
yeah.
you know, that I have her.
Well, and she's lucky to have you, too.
Well, thank you.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show today. It was a joy to have you and to share your story and give Frankie a pat from me and Leia.
I will do that. Thanks for helping us spread the message.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
And your website is joyfulpaws.com, and you can get to all of Barbara and Frankie's links on the Dog Talk Show website, which is www.dogtalkshow.com. Thanks so much for listening today. And we are also on Facebook and Twitter as are Frankie and Barb. And Frankie's page is one of our favorite pages now from the Dog Talk Show Facebook page. And so thanks so much for being with us this week. We'll be back same time, same place, Wednesday from 2 to 3, live on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show.